Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. A House Elections Committee discussed a proposal to limit the governor and lieutenant governor of Minnesota to 2 4-year terms. If passed, the bill would create a constitutional amendment for the voters to decide on the ballot. DFL Representative Mike Freiberg of Golden Valley says the bill is unnecessary.
I do think we have an automatic mechanism in place to prevent governors or other elected, any elected official for that matter, that might be viewed as overstaying their welcome, and that's called an election.
But Republican Drew Roach of Farmington argued, why not let Minnesotans decide?
This wouldn't make it law. It just would allow the voters to be able to vote on it. So we just want to give, I think what Representative Gordon is doing is trying to empower the voters of Minnesota to be able to have that decision.
The bill did pass and is now referred to the Rules Committee for further discussion. As gas and oil prices rise by the day due to the United States' war with Iran, President Trump says it's a small price to pay for safety and peace. St. Cloud State University economist King Banyan says he's heard the administration is working to lower the price of gas, something he worries about.
Because prices are the result of world activities, particularly for a commodity as strategically important as oil. I don't think that any government, not even the United States, can do terribly much about what that world price is.
Oil tanker traffic at the Strait of Hormuz is at a standstill. The Minnesota Vikings are adding depth to their secondary, agreeing to a 2-year, $8.5 million deal with free agent cornerback James Pierre. The former Steeler brings 6 seasons of experience, including 4 career interceptions and more than 100 tackles. And at least one political analyst thinks a bill to legalize sports betting in Minnesota has a shot of passing in an election year. Hamline University professor David Schultz says leaders have pledged not to raise taxes, and the state budget looks tight in the future.
Shortfalls, especially in light of cuts in federal funding, maybe that might be enough to move the legislature to say that we will link sports gambling to some type of new revenue producer in the state of Minnesota. That's a possibility.
The first sports betting bill of the session was introduced in the Minnesota Senate last week. In other headlines, Attorney General Keith Ellison says he's pressing ahead with the state's antitrust lawsuit against Live Nation, even after a federal settlement was reached with the company. Ellison argues that Live Nation and its subsidiary Ticketmaster have pushed out competitors, driving up ticket prices and limiting options for artists and venues. Minnesota's gearing up for the 100th anniversary of the FFA. Minnesota FFA Foundation Executive Director Val Arbsfold says there will be a year-long celebration in 2028, culminating in the milestone.
We went to the state legislature and we did receive a Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Funds grant, and so we will use that as a way to really celebrate and capture our rich history.
Minnesota FFA is asking people to submit unique FFA stories to potentially be included in celebratory books and videos. And the Minnesota Senate has unanimously passed a school bus safety bill, closing a loophole in state law. It requires drivers to stop for bus with flashing lights, even if the stop arm isn't fully extended. The bill now moves to the Minnesota House. More news available at MinnesotaNewsNetwork.com.